prayer. Every movement, society, religion, so on, needs or so it seems by looking at history, reformation now and then. Which really means that one tries to make it right where it has gone a bit off or a bit wrong, which again is natural, it's normal. Because that's just how we humans are. We start with something and then it develops this way, that way. Where the motivations and desires and ideas of different people get mixed in and eventually changing the whole thing. Now, with religions, it's quite clear to see, it often happens in the in the form of certain materially motivated customs or influences, such as when the church organization grows very big, it of course deals with or gathers centers of power and riches. That, of course, again, naturally creates temptations and also attracts people opportunists. To grab positions, giving control over money, and work power, and all of that. Now, looking at the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and Vaishnavism in general, we find the same thing, of course. And there have been numerous reformations which we're quite familiar with. Even starting with the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how he himself descends. Either himself or through empowered representatives to restore this knowledge, this tradition, when it has become lost. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is also known as a reformer. When India had become dominated by impersonalism, Mayavad, caste Brahmanas, and so on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, they reformers. When Vaishnavism in Bengal had become perverted by different upasampradayas and so on. In ISKCON there was a reform movement in the early mid 80s around the guru, the zonal guru issue. And now it appears that such a reform movement is growing again amongst devotees all over the world. I'm not sure how big or influential it is. And of course some treat it much the way reform movements have been or are usually treated by the mainstream, so to speak, as if it was a threat to what? To the established order. So as I say, history repeats itself. But what it, of course, all is about is whether there is a need for a reform, a reformation, and whether it is of the right kind. So, and while some I guess the conservatives, or whatever we should call it, may by default, so to speak, resist any reformation attempts that playing it safe by sticking to the ways we have done it all the time, or that the leaders tell us to do it. After all, obedience is probably the most common personal stance we find among people. To just obey leaders no matter what and maintain status quo even if it may be wrong or dysfunctional is, of course, I guess you could say, a sign of stupidity. So I feel compelled to race up from my comfortable couch and really dig into it and see what I find. And then the next episode here, because I'm going to read something, could be about this. I could start here a little. Well, I used to be a bit in a leadership position here in Sweden. I was a temple president, I was a Sankirtan leader for a while, but not one of the big power players. I was mostly engaged in preaching activities of different kinds. Book distribution and book production, magazine production and radio. But through those years, especially the later years around the 90s, in the 90s, I started seeing and feeling although I hardly even wanted to admit it to myself, that ISKCON had stagnated. When I joined in 78, it was different. And then I learned that those who joined Srila Prabhupada in the very early days, in the late 60s, and very early 70s, they, some of them, said they thought ISKCON had stagnated even in the late 70s. again, first I did what I guess many devotees did then and maybe still do. Pretend it wasn't there. Oh, we're going on with the process, with our programs. We just need to uphold the rules and principles and practices. And in this way, there's no problem, we are doing the right thing, and Srila Prabhupada's movement is continuing. But then, as the years went by, I started thinking maybe that was the problem. Because the Krishna Conscious Movement is not just a set of rules and principles and practices and rituals and buildings and organizational structures. Krishna consciousness is in us. It's a consciousness. And although we were talking about Krishna conscious clothing and Krishna conscious music and Krishna conscious organization and all of that, the fact remains that Krishna consciousness is something here within each and every one of us. I looked again at the original guidelines or bylaws or whatever it was for ISKCON when Srila Prabhupada founded this movement. And it was very much about that, Krishna consciousness and how the members, the devotees, should get together, work together, become closer to each other, be friends, and help each other to be Krishna conscious. And the movement, the organization Prabhupada was simply there to facilitate that, to serve the members. But then later, we found ourselves serving the organization as if that in itself was the purpose. Serving the spiritual masters and the gurus and the leaders and the different projects. Many found themselves just collecting money. Sometimes hardly even knowing where the money went. While others simply found themselves doing hard work, often very routine, repetitive work, again to uphold an organization that was now fairly costly to uphold and complex and big. Of course, we learn that by serving Krishna, even if it's just very hard work, we make progress, which of course is a fact. So we continued working. But then we realized that sometimes that work didn't do any good at all. Projects were built up grand, big, visionary leaders, and then came crashing down. Big temples were built, collected for, and then they stood empty. Why? And that's where I started thinking that something here is maybe a bit wrong. And even when I say that, when I said that word, I hardly could, because by now, even suggesting that something was wrong would put one in some kind of fringe group of troublemakers. That devotees had learned to avoid. So I realized there's a minefield here. Anyway, by the circumstances, which was always the case for me, I found myself without any position, responsibilities in ISKCON in the late 90s. Nobody asked me to do anything, and I needed to take care of my own private life, which I've been doing till now, while staying at least somewhat in touch with what's going on in ISKCON, and more importantly, staying in touch with my old God brothers and God sisters and the devotees. We're the only people I can relate to, basically, in this world. But then I found gradually that several of my old friends had thoughts like mine, but were maybe also afraid of speaking out, and maybe more often so didn't care anymore because they had their own lives. Well, I found myself somewhere in between, and but lately I've been following different groups and forums online, such as Progressive Vaishnavism on Facebook and the Vedic Inquirer, where so many devotees just came out straight and say exactly what they are thinking. Now, I guess to some this would again put them, these whole forums, on the blacklist. But I honestly found it refreshing. Oh, finally, devotees speak to each other for real. Finally, I can see devotees who are just themselves and also have the courage to be so and speak out their minds and hearts. So of course the usual army of haters and criticizers and violent reformers gathered and finds an opportunity saying what they really think about this or that person who in the past was the representative of God, perfect person. Well, I'm not like that, but rather just a Swedish guy who looks at it all, thinks about it, and tries to figure out where the system error is, how to get rid of it and make this movement flourish the way it should. Because that is my strong conviction. And my vision is that a flourishing, wonderful Krishna conscious movement, because by its very design it has all the potential to be that, to be loved by many people. Because after all, it's a movement of love, isn't it? But maybe right there, when I say that word, by the reactions that some people may have, we may be getting a little closer to the issue here. But let's continue about that later.